Hello everyone, this is Billy Neely with the Who Was the Real Billy Neely. I'm just trying to do a little catch up. It's been a few weeks since I've had a podcast, and you know, as usual, when I'm having my voids and gaps in this and also in my Facebook page, usually because I get preoccupied with life and work, and just sometimes literally just forget to get on here and talk a little bit. So tonight I'm actually working a little side gig, helping people out, and sitting out on the side of the street and just staring at cars coming by and listening to the crickets chirp or chirp, or however you say they make their sound. And then looking up at the bright sky and just gazing in the amazement of what God has given me in life, and just the peace while I'm just sitting here. And you know, you never know when you get an opportunity to be in an environment like this, and just need to take advantage of it and absorb it. But yes, you know, definitely enjoying the peaceful calmness of the night. I figured I'd give y'all something to listen to. Definitely, I know I had some fans and reached out to a few people and trying to get new fans. But you know, first off, please, if you join this, share it. Let everybody know what I talk about, and hopefully we can reach out and touch people's hearts and souls. Tonight I want to talk about something that happened to me earlier on this week. I believe it was Wednesday night. I was out of town working, and my work cell phone is an out-of-state number. It's a New York number, and I got a random call from a New York number, and it was a lady named Michelle. And at first, I thought it was a prank call, but listening, it was apparent that the lady was a little intoxicated and just thought she was calling somebody else. So at first, I was having a little fun with her, joking around with her. And then it hit me, you know, this lady was lost and just needed some positive encouragements and some uplifting words. And so I talked to her on the phone maybe 20 or 30 minutes, laughing and joking with her and being serious. And then it hit me from God saying, hey, this is your time to tell somebody about the Lord. Tell them about me. Tell them what he has done to impact your life, and reach out to him. So I took that opportunity, and you know, Michelle, our conversation about religion really started about her religious beliefs, with her being a Catholic. And sorry for the pauses, but I'm at work and I got to get back to work. I'll be right back with you. And so as I talked to her, you know, I'm reaching into her and seeing where she stands with God. And I finally asked her, have you been saved? Have you rededicated your life to the Lord? And she tells me no. So I take advantage of that and do God's work. And I just sit there and spend about 2 minutes with her, just getting her to recite, you know, a forgiveness prayer speech to the Lord to rededicate her life. And where I'm going at with all of this stuff is, you know, God placed her on the phone to call me that night and wanted me to talk to her so I could reach out to her. You know, well over 1,000 miles away, we do this through a phone conversation. So where I'm getting at is, you never know when God's going to reach out to you and use you as a resource of His, or a lifeline, or just to help someone out. So always be aware and pay attention to that, because, you know, the Lord definitely works in mysterious ways, and in that situation He did. Where I'm getting at with all of this is, about 2 weeks ago, something happened to me in life and really made me start questioning the Lord and my faith with Him and my beliefs. And with that, you know, I didn't know what to do, and I had very, very strong thoughts of just giving up on the Lord. Especially, you know, what is taking place the past 3 years of my life, you know, getting my family back into my life and, you know, mending the bond that I had with my kids and just making things stronger. And then, you know, all of a sudden, boom, He hits me and all of this stuff goes. Sorry for all the background noise. I actually got vehicles passing me, but, you know, with that, I'm like, Lord, you know, why do You have me going out and talking to people and telling them how powerful You are, and you know, I'm living day to day for You, and You've helped me, you know, push my urge to alcohol away, and then, boom, it's gone. You know, my family, which I thought I was going to have, you know, the rest of my life with, and then it's no longer there. And I was like, wow. I mean, I was lost for words. And then it hit me as, you know, it hit me from reaching out to friends and talking to other people and realizing that wasn't God's plan for me. That was just a stepping stone and a test of my faith, and to see how I would react. And it was also a chance for the devil to say, all right, buddy, you're on top right now, and hey, guess what? I still got an impact in your life, and I'm taking this away from you. And I mean, I'm not going to lie, I'm heartbroken, and I'm like, all right, what do You got for me now? What do I need to do, Lord? And definitely, you know, He's not giving me any signs and indications, but I just got to patiently sit back and wait for Him to do that and still worship the Lord. And get out there and tell people about Him. And so, you know, not only did I have the conversation the other day with the lady Michelle in New York, but I'm at work today, and I have one of my employees that I find out that she's a military veteran. And just within 30 seconds, you know, I start hearing, you know, that she's got struggles in life, and she's battling with depression and anxiety and PTSD. And there it is, boom. The Lord says, hey, buddy, let's talk. So I talk to her. And I let her know what I'm going through in life with my PTSD and my depression and fighting alcoholism. And, you know, not only did I give her an encouragement of, you know, hey, stay close to the Lord, talk to Him, but also, you know, gave her some advice that it's hard for us veterans to really do. And I was like, look, us in the military, us in law enforcement, people in public service, we're warriors. And, you know, as warriors, our job is to go out and protect people and, you know, put our lives on the line and help people in need, whether it's a person, you know, with medical attention, or a person in an accident, or even, you know, some families fighting, or situation that happened today in El Paso, Texas, where the guy went into the Walmart and shot people. You know, warriors, we're trained to go into that stuff, and we put our feelings and emotions aside, and we do our job. But as warriors, we're not trained to talk to somebody, to decompress our thoughts and ease that tension and that pain. We let it build up, and we resort to drugs, we resort to anger, we resort to alcoholism. And the worst, you know, warriors just, they realize they can't fit in society and in their lives. So, you know, I'm telling her all this, and, you know, as I say, as a warrior, don't be afraid to talk to your pastor. Don't be afraid to talk to your counselor. Don't be afraid to find that friend that you can reach out to on the phone and talk. Say, hey, I'm having a bad day. And, you know, prior to telling her all that, I when she told me that she was a veteran, I said, hey, what pay rate are you getting paid? And she told me she was getting paid at a level one employee. And I said, no, after today, you're not going to be, because the company that I work for, we pay all of our veterans at level two. She didn't do nothing extra at work. She didn't stand out. I told her that because that's how we reward the veterans for the company I work with. You know, the veterans, and we sacrificed our lives. That's the least that can be done with the company that I work for. It brought her into tears, and I'm like, don't. You know, you earned it. You deserve it. And that's where it come into, I was able to sit there and talk to her, you know, about my experiences with depression and PTSD, and just seeing the sigh of relief on her face, knowing that a brother at arms knows what she's going through and is just able to sit there and talk to her about it. And, you know, she even told me, it's like, you know, your company is the only company that's ever gave me a job because I have a disability. I told her, I said, you know, that's wrong. We're going to give you a job, and we're going to work around your disability and make sure that you have an opportunity to earn a paycheck and get out there and just enjoy life and know that you don't have to stay cooped up in the house all the time. So, you know, my message today, or I guess you could say, I'm not even saying message, I want to say challenge. Us as Christians, we need to get out there and let people know more about the Lord. And my challenge for you today is, within the next week, talk to a stranger, someone you don't know, and tell them about the Lord and how the Lord has impacted your life, and ask them if they've been saved. If they haven't, then walk them through that process. And when you're walking them through that process, if you're like me, I'm not a person that gets faced with situations where somebody wants to rededicate their life. And, you know, tell them, hey, repeat after me. Use some good choice words. You know, Lord, I believe in you. Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I know that you're the Lord. I know that you're King of Kings. I accept you in my life. I accept you in my life to live my life for you. As I said, you know, please forgive me for what I've done. Those simple things, I believe, is enough for you to help guide somebody's life towards the Lord, to let somebody join the kingdom of everlasting peace and love. Tonight's a short night, but I just, that was on my mind, and I wanted to get it out there. And just, like I said, I challenge you, go out and find somebody that you don't know and just talk to them about the Lord. You never know whose life, whose soul that you can save by a simple conversation. I haven't done this on any of the podcasts, but I'm going to do it tonight. I'm just going to, you know, close in a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for the time that you have given me on this earth. Thank you for the things that you have given me in life. Thank you for giving me the ability to get out there and talk to people the way that I talk, the way that I can just reach out to people, the way that I can reach out to souls and touch hearts. Lord, thank you for allowing the people just giving them the time and opportunity to listen to me. And Lord, I hope that there's a person out there that is lost, hears this, and they just reach out to you and ask you for that forgiveness, accept you in their heart. And Lord, just be with those victims of the horrible shooting today that took place in Texas, and even the individuals that was involved in the shooting here in Alabama. We have a lot of lost souls out there. And with your power, with your kingdom, there's so many people that we can get together and help fix the ugliness in this world. And Lord, if there's any brothers and sisters that are listening that needs help, I pray that you just reach out and touch them and give them that drive and that power to talk to someone, to save their lives, to help them out. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening. And this is another episode of the Who Was the Real Billy Neely.